But comatose, I'm not a lawyer here, but it looks like I can get into a coma and an attending physician can tell me, you know, can pull the plug on me against my own religious beliefs. That's what it looks like to me here. It says in the following order, these people may do it. It doesn't say these people can't do it. It doesn't say that if the spouse says no, the guardian says no, the parent says no, that the attending physician cannot say yes, from what I can read here. So it's a matter of who can say yes that I can see. They can pull the plug. I've heard its statement often, sanctity of life in opposition to quality of life. There is no quality of life unless life is respected. That's not quality of life. Starvation is not a natural process. You can look to the people in Africa to see that it's not such a natural process. These people look like they're not having a lot of fun. This thing really seems beyond me, and I understand that there are people out of the state that are heavily lobbying for this and wanted to introduce it into Oregon because we're supposedly one of the most liberal states that there are, and if it would pass here, then they could take it to all the other states, and I really resent my state being used as a trial place to push other people's ideas on me. My dad was dying in Germany, and I went to visit him, and had he not been kept on food, I would not have had the most treasured times that I've had with my dad. We were able to really say how we loved each other. And, of course, he did not want to die, and we did not keep him on artificial support. There were complications that enter in, and we naturally agreed that we could not continue lots of extra time. But, you know, food is natural. There's nothing artificial about food.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Doug Westberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the last person we have on our list. If there's anyone else who wants to testify, please now give your name to the committee assistant. I'm not encouraging you, just if you'd like.
Mr. Westberg.
Thank you, Senator Hill and members of the committee, for giving me the opportunity to express my opposition to Senate Bills 20 and 21. I'll confine myself to two specific points, and I'm moving to points 10 and 12 in my written testimony. The language in the sample living will in the bill is hideous. There are two right to die clauses and only one clause in favor of treatment. And I'll read the one in favor of treatment. It says, I want my life to be prolonged to the greatest extent possible without regard to my condition, the chances I have for recovery, or the cost of the procedures. A more pointed attack on the mentality of people who wish to avail themselves of the fullest medical treatment could hardly be imagined. It is unworthy of Mad Magazine, let alone state law. What's worse, this parody, by being incorporated into the law, will undoubtedly find its way into school curricula being developed in Oregon. The second point, Senate Bill 20 and 21 would establish a legal presumption of non-care. Legislation instead should be introduced to reverse this trend, which has been gradually developing in the courts in the absence of guiding legislation. In Arizona, to give you one example, one Mildred Rasmussen's nasogastric tube was removed at the behest of a legal guardian who was appointed by the courts after she became incompetent. This took place without the slightest evidence that this was her wish, And despite the facts that she could respond to stimuli such as the radio in her room, and that she needed only feeding and routine medical treatment to sustain her, the court held that Ms. Rasmussen was being deprived of her, quote, constitutional right to die, and that withholding of treatment was in her, quote, best interest. This twisted logic is only reinforced by Senate Bill 20 and 21. On the other hand, the Patients' Rights Act, which has been developed by the National Right to Life Committee, and I've attached a copy to my written testimony, would establish the presumption to treat unless the treatment has the sole purpose of postponing the death of a patient in the final stage of a terminal illness. And I believe this is the sort of legislation that we need. As a concerned citizen, the father of two, and a board member of Oregon Right to Life, I submit that Senate Bill 20 and 21 do not serve the needs of the people of Oregon. We are living in an era of increased hopelessness and despair due to AIDS, Alzheimer's disease, nursing home abuse, child abuse, drug and alcohol abuse, the nuclear threat, the feminization of poverty, and massive unemployment. We need legislation which addresses the root causes of this hopelessness instead of taking advantage of it by encouraging an ever-widening circle of patients to direct their own deaths by assisted starvation. We do not solve the problem of nursing home abuse by construing the removal of basic care as upholding the patient's so-called right to die. We do not solve the problem of teen suicide and drug abuse and alcohol abuse by sending a message that the state has no interest in preserving their lives should they become incompetent. And you can bet the school curricula will pick this up faster than you can say lifeboat game. And we do not solve the problem of medical malpractice, or for that matter, the growth of malpractice litigation, by placing physicians above the law. In short, we do not solve the problems of our society by encouraging the people who are dying from those problems to die more quickly. I urge the committee to table this misguided and ill-conceived legislation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Westberg, and thank you for your patience. We have a quick announcement from counsel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the deliberations of the committee on these bills will be as follows. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., the committee will meet between 5 and 7. Between 5 and 6, the committee will be hearing testimony from physicians and health care providers, both in favor and opposed to the bill. There'll be no more public testimony. This is invited testimony. The committee will then begin its deliberations on the bill tomorrow evening, not conclude, but just begin. That'll be a long process. Subsequent work sessions on the bill will be published both in the Oregonian and in the legislative guides. You can call up the legislature or read your local paper, and you'll see these bills listed as work sessions, and that means the committee will be discussing the bill at those times. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the committee members for their patience and endurance, and most especially,
sir. I have one question. I wonder if you could tell me what the maximum allowable fine would be from the SPCA if I deny my family pet food and water.
No, I don't have the answer to that. And also, and most importantly, I'd like to thank the public and citizens of this state for willing to come in and have their input given on this important issue. We are adjourned.
Pardon me?